And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of mostly essays by area writers, but this week, a conversation with someone who's found their voice working against gun violence.
This is April Ladinsky.
This is Des Harris.
Thank you for sharing some time with me here, Des. We know one another through our shared volunteer work for the Michiana Social Justice Coalition, but in one of our recent conversations, we realized we were both at the same 2018 public library event about gun safety. So can you talk just a little bit about how you first got involved in this issue?
Yeah, when I came back here in 2016, I just started noticing that there were issues that I thought were prevalent when I was younger that were still going on. And it really struck me that I felt like I failed to act on it when I was younger and failed the younger generation, that we didn't stop the problem of gun violence or the economic downturn that was going on in our communities.
Yeah. So what is different for you now as you decided to become more of an advocate on this issue and not just a bystander?
It's been an eye-opener. It's definitely connected me with a lot of people that were close to me in my community that I never knew were doing some of the amazing things they're doing, like Miss Bobby Woods with Mamas Against Violence, Gloria Perez and Takesha Jacobs with Connect to Be the Change, not realizing that, you know, these are people who've lost loved ones to gun violence, and they live right around the corner from me. And then I got involved with Moms Demand Action and just met a lot of amazing people who were giving their time and their energy to just dedicate their cause to solving the gun violence issues in our community.
Yeah, a lot of mentors there. That's beautiful to hear. So this is a national issue, obviously, but is there something about South Bend that makes you either optimistic, or there are particular challenges here in our community on gun safety?
There's definitely some challenges in South Bend that are just tragic and heartbreaking. And unfortunately, like you said, it's a national issue and we're not alone in this. Over 58% of Americans either have experienced gun violence or somebody they care about has experienced gun violence. And we are living and reliving these tragedies every time we hear of someone afflicted by violence in our community. It's heartbreaking that it affects a lot of young people in our community, and that we have so many tragedies even recently involving very young children. We must recognize also that devastating gun violence in cities like South Bend and the Michiana community are related to the effects of historical harms perpetuated on communities of color, including racist policies that led to systematic underfunding. I did hear someone say one time that communities like us don't experience post-traumatic stress disorder. We experience persistent traumatic stress. And it shows we need trauma-informed care. We need direct investments into underserved communities. And we need data-driven violence prevention policies.
Yeah, you've got a vision there. So what would you say to somebody who is despairing about a social issue like gun violence or something else? How might they move from just despair to becoming an advocate? What advice would you give?
I never thought I'd be in a position to using my voice against gun violence. I really went to that meeting that we were both at just wanting to learn what was going on. And I would say to anybody, you have a voice.
Yeah.
Use it. Use it to uplift the people closest to you. Use it to speak for those who have lost their life to violence. Use it to speak for what's right and never give in to people who are dissenters. And if you're feeling down or like you're not getting across to people, heed the words of the Honorable Phi Beta Sigma brother, Congressman John Lewis, and get into some good trouble.
That's a great way to end. Thank you so much for your crucial work and for your time, Des. It's great to see you. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ladinsky.
And this is Des Harris.
And one man so I know.
Michiana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.